Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. I wonder, have you ever had the opportunity to assist a new coworker to become oriented to their new workplace? You know, kind of done an orientation. You know, if not in a formal workplace, I'll bet that many of you listening in who've been direct sellers have helped orient a new team member to her new business. I'm sure that most of us at some point in our careers have been asked to help a new person learn the ropes of the job or the business. You know, it's always made easier to do that by the attitude of the teacher, so to speak, and the student, so to speak. When you are the teacher, the one orienting a new coworker or a new team member, you know, having a kind and generous and helpful attitude is critical when you're orienting someone new. You never want to come across as bossy or demeaning just because you're the veteran. I'm sure that you would be generous with your help and instruction if you were asked to help a new coworker or a new team member learn the ropes. And I'm sure that when you've done that, you know, you have followed that example that we're going to hear about today from Priscilla and Aquila, the two friends of Paul's who traveled with him to share the gospel. Priscilla and Aquila loved the Lord and saw their roles as equippers who would teach and guide newer believers in the way of the Lord so that the message could be multiplied to the masses. One of their equipping moments is recorded for us in Acts chapter 18, where Priscilla and Aquila had traveled with Paul to Ephesus. They there met another Christian teacher named Apollos, who also loved the Lord and was traveling around sharing the gospel of Jesus. And when Priscilla and Aquila heard Apollos' teaching, they saw an opportunity to come alongside Apollos and to share an even deeper understanding of the gospel with him, just like iron sharpening iron, as Proverbs encourages us to do. So let's take a look at Acts chapter 18, starting in verse 23. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help for those who by grace had believed, for he generously and vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Well, you know what made this interaction successful were the attitudes of all involved. You see, Priscilla and Aquila saw their roles to be helpers and equippers. And Apollos, to his credit, saw his role to be teachable. You know, it took humble hearts with a focus on love for the Lord to make this relationship work. And you know, as we each have opportunity to come alongside a coworker or a team member as the equipper, or when we have opportunity to have someone else come alongside us to equip us, we have a wonderful example to follow in this relationship of Priscilla and Aquila and Apollos. You know, I just love the generosity of Priscilla and Aquila, and I really admire the teachable spirit of Apollos. I have a feeling that today God will present each of us with an opportunity to be an equipper to someone else or to be equipped by someone else. And when that happens, I pray that, you know what, we'll remember this example and cherish the opportunity to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God in this way. So thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.